So over 500 league appearances, FA Cup finalist, Carling Cup winner, all-time Birmingham 11, as voted by fans.
Yeah. I voted you in on that one as well. Yeah, same.
Yeah. So where did it all begin for you, football?
I'll be honest, I was always mad for it. Not from a footballing family. My dad, my two brothers were all football mad. My mum, even, she had a season ticket at United for 20 years and then married my dad and had another season ticket at the Bridge for another 10 years. So we are football mad. All three of us, Sunday league teams. And then, I'll be honest, I weren't very... I'm not going to say not very good, but the way I wanted to win so much, I think, got me to where I ended up getting to.
Determination.
Yeah, I think, and I think it's a massive part of the game. Even your players now, there and there, if you ain't got that, you can be as gifted as Maradona. You've got to have, my belief is you've got to have that. And that is probably 95% of why I made it. I hated people saying you can't and you won't.
Did you get that?
That just fueled me, yeah, yeah. Had it load.
Were you an early riser? Were you tall?
Yeah, tall. Look, I used to play. We had a good team, my Sunday league team, Boscombe Albion. We had to break up at under 10s because everyone went Southampton, Chelsea, Portsmouth, right. Bournemouth. So that side broke up. I was at Chelsea as a kid, moved to Bournemouth, ended up at Bournemouth for a bit, and then their academy under Tony Pulis and Sean O'Driscoll, they just squashed it. So I went to Portsmouth got let go right before the YT stage. Alan Ball was a manager. Jimmy Ball was the academy manager. Didn't get on. And they let me go. And it was probably the best thing that ever happened. Inside, I thought, shit,
yeah.
What am I going to do now? Like, this is my life. And then got let go, thought my world was over. And it's mad that happened. I was playing for the county for Dorset for the schools. And there was a Wickham Wanderers scout there. Come up to me after my dad and said, can you come on a 2-week trial to get a YT? It was a YTS back then. And I said, yeah, brilliant. Went up there and they offered me a contract within sort of 2 days. Played the game. They said, yeah, we want to offer you a 2-year YT.
Why?
And then, yeah, I played 16 and then played in the first team in my first year.
I was going to say, so you were the youngest Football League player at that time ever?
Yeah.
So you only signed at 16 and got in the first team at 17?
Yeah. Yeah. Sanch, what was it? Last game of the season, Cambridge away, had to mark Trevor Benjamin. Absolute brute. I was like 17 year old, fucking 12 stone wet through, shirt massive on me.
Them oversized shirts.
Mate, it was brilliant.
Could he give me yours as well? Did he give?
Well, he got his big money move that year to Leicester. So he'd smashed up that division and we won 2-1. So for me, it was a great debut to so young and to be given the chance and to win. And to mark someone who's, I think, he got a move to the Prem. So,
yeah,
it was good times. It was good. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that Portsmouth happened, how it happened. The lads, they gave the YT two, never made it.
Really?
Sliding doors, mate.
I stepped away and kind of... my stripes. I'm pleased how my career went from lower leagues through the ranks rather than be sort of not gifted but be at the top and then have to come back down and then try and go back up. So yeah, I learnt my trade. back then.
It's been quite a common theme through our guests that getting your stripes early gives you more advantage as you get older than, like you say, the other people.
Yeah.
You might get picked up by Chelsea or Arsenal or whoever and just kind of in the doldrums and then have to do that. It's kind of playing against blokes, isn't it, when you...
Well, that's the thing. And back then, though, it was men.
Mm-hmm.
It was men. You did your jobs as a YT. You got beat the shit out of. And I needed that. Like, I was away for like 6 months from leaving home. And obviously used to go home every weekend. And within 6 months, my mum said, "You've turned into a man."
Do you think that's what's missing now with a lot of these kids? Do you think that's kind of the step that's missing, where a lot of these kids are brought into the academies and they're not, the YTSs aren't there now, are they? They're not cleaning boots. They're not...
Well, it's a scholarship, aren't it?
Yeah. So you're losing that kind of peer grounding situation.
I think so. And each club I went to through the years, I still try to attach myself to the kids and not be brutal, but give them it to say, look, this is what you should be doing. Some would suck their teeth at you, some would buy in. So if you can change a couple of them out of a squad of 20, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a massive part of my growing up. Respect, punctuality. He did make me into what I became, and a man, respectful, never late, give it your all. And them lads at Wickham, the bros at the time, the staff, you can get away with anything. They were on you. And I think it needs to be that way.
Mm. Seems like a nice club as well, Wickham.
Great little club. And yeah, very fond. They gave me my chance in football, so I'll always be grateful for that. Stayed there a bit too long in the end. Picked up an injury when I was just about to move at 18. So, because I stayed in the team after that. And then we went on like a hell of a run, beating everyone.
Were you getting expressions of interest?
Well, Graham Souness was Blackburn manager, and there was massive talk of me going. Iconic, because my family lived in Bournemouth. We played Bournemouth away, beat them 2-0. And I tore my cartilage in my knee, had to come off, and it kind of ended that sort of interest. And then I had to sort of get fit again, which took 8-9 months, then get back playing again. And it's life. It wasn't meant to be at that stage. So yeah, I don't think I left there till I was 22, 23.
Right.
So that was quite late, from when I was, had interest when I was 18. So yeah, I kind of did everything I could there. I was player of the year, PFA team of the year. And we had a good team from when I first made it into the team. I think the average age was like 30. It was men. And I was this little 17-year-old. Sanchez, who made me captain at 18.
Yeah.
Of a team of men.
How did that go down?
Didn't go down well. No. But I think they respected the fact that I was all in. And I would say I was. And you got me screaming a 30-year-old, 32-year-old. And that's just how I was. I'll never change it. And I think they thought, yeah, do you know what? He's playing well. He wears his arse on his sleeve. And he's actually got the cheek to have a go at us.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I used to make them a tea after. They kept me grounded. So I just played. I was captain. And if one of the older lads said, "Oi, go and get me a fucking tea," I'd do it.
After you've just bought a suit for not tracking his mum.
Yeah, just because sheer respect of, look, you're older than me. You've been in the game a lot longer than me. I didn't let that affect me in respect of, well, I've made it now.
Yeah.
Because if you did, you'd be smashed straight back down into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Wickham was, I enjoyed it, really good. Made me what I was on and off the pitch.
So how did the Cardiff move come back then?
Like I said, I was there a long time. I kind of done everything I could do. Bar get promoted, we're in the playoffs every year, and yeah, I think they just watched me over a long period of time. Fair play to Dave Jones, took a gamble, League Two player into the champ. Bit of a gamble. $275,000 I think it was with add-ons. Yeah, it was just, I was buzzy. Like I said, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a needed move at the time. Not that I was getting restless. I knew I wanted to try and achieve.
Yeah.
Or at least give it a go. So, yeah, grateful that Cardiff came in. Loved every single minute of it there. Had three really good years there. Yeah, good times. Yeah, loved it.
The FA Cup final, what do you remember of that? What was that like?
Yeah, a heartbroken night. Literally, you get to a major like that, especially we were in the champ at the time.
Yeah, it's pinnacle, isn't it?
You think you're never going to... It took me a long time to get over. I lost 1-0. It took me a long time to get over that because you think, shit, that was my chance. I'm never going to get to
it. Is that what you're thinking at that time?
Yeah, yeah. I was upset, and it hurt bad. So, good times. I had a good team. Dave Jones did well with that team. He, from when I first went into how I left it, it was a really good team. Aaron Ramsey, Joe Ledley, Steve McPhail.
Always thought Joe Ledley would end up here. He said, like Blues, type of player.
Good player.
Again,
Glenn.
That grit, wasn't it?
But it that, was, remember,
you had a few players, but it was like, it was a good...
Yeah, me and Glenn Lewin's good partnership, similar to me and Scott, he just worked. He sort of ended up signing like Robbie Fowler, Jimmy Floyd, Trevor Sinclair. We had some really good players, Peter Whittam. So yeah, good team we assembled. Should have done more really, got on the playoffs, just missed out on the playoffs. But yeah, the final year, 2008, out of nowhere really, we had a good run and unfortunately just fell at the last hurdle. But that Portsmouth team, if you Google it, it was a joke.
Right.
Absolute joke of a team. Mm,
I think the wage bill was as well though, wasn't it?
Yeah, those were big deals back then and their team was frightening. So yeah, but I said good times.
Mm. So you thought that was it, but then so I remember at the time as a Blues fan, we were linked with you quite a lot, weren't we? So what? How did that come about?
I did. I've said this before. I basically did my agent's job for him. I was away on holiday, and I see it come up on BBC Sport. So I rang him. I said, "What's this?" I said, "Any truth in that?" He didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue. So. I said, well, do you want to fucking jump on it?
You didn't phone BBC Sport.
So I thought,
do you want to have a look into that for us?
Well, look, it was similar to leaving Wickham. I was comfortable at Cardiff. I was comfortable at Wickham. I was comfortable at Cardiff. I was loved winning Player of the Year every year. I've just done the same with Cardiff, Player of the Season every year. And I wanted to give it a go. So when I saw that, I was like, Prem. Has to be done. It'd have been too easy to start Cardiff and just be a hero and the captain and player of the year.
Big fish in a small pond.
I wanted to go and test myself and see if I was good enough. That is the mecca from when I first started it. Well, as a kid. So to get the hell or talks again there. Yeah, I wanted it bad. So
how does it carry on like that then? Your agent obviously gets hold of it.
I left it with him and he rang me back. He said, yeah, It was the truth,
really surprised.
So he earned a fortune, and I'm ringing him, telling him to, that made sense, did it?
Yeah, it's real, that. It's nice work. Oh, wow.
Yeah, weird one. But, yeah, there was truth in it.
Mm.
So, yeah, went with it.
And then £5 million later, which I think at that time it was only Zigic at six, wasn't it, that kind of eclipsed
big dough, wasn't it?
That was a lot of money for us,
buddy. It was, yeah.
Do you feel that pressure as a player then? Thinking 5-0? No.
I didn't think about it once.
There was a lot of players coming with you, weren't there? I know, I put in the notes, obviously Scott Dan coming at that time, didn't they? A lot of players went out, but it was quite a few players coming.
Yeah, I think that Alex needs a lot of plaudits for that squad he assembled. It's a great gamble on me and Scotty. No Premier League history or experience. So, yeah, he took a right gamble, getting Curry out of retirement, signing Bowes. Yeah, that squad was
unbelievable.
It was good. We knew what we were, and we had no heroes. We had no
egos.
It was just look.
Did you know any of them from just knocking about?
No.
Or was it just going in and like
literally right, going in, yeah, and that was it. But yeah, like going back to it, it was dream come true to finally get to the Prem. Yeah.
Who did you magnetise to player wise when you come out? Who were your mates and who did you automatically kind of fill your room with and who?
I started rooming with, who was my first roomie? I don't know who my first roommate was.
Because you had some characters.
It's like a little bit different in the Prem. Like, Prem and below, you room share.
Right, okay.
I was going to say.
Prem, there's a bit of, like, you can.
It's not a twin room. It's travel like in the Prem.
Yeah, you can have your own room. Good question, that. I'll rack my brains through this interview and see if I can remember. But I think through my grounding at Wickham, I was attached to older lads. So Bowes, Curry, were my mates within the team.
Yeah.
Lunatics as well.
Obviously, you and Scott seem like...
me and Scott were sound with each other. But, as far as going out golfing and having a beer, I would attach myself to the senior lads.
Yeah.
And wanted to be viewed as a senior lad, although I wasn't. But you earned that.
I've been out for a few drinks with the car. We know you can have a...
Good scoop, Gary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked to... I liked my teammates to respect and think, yeah, do you know what? He's one of us, and I respect how he goes about himself on the pitch. I kind of slotted into Harry Ferguson was my roommate. Yeah. How have I forgot that? Yeah. Fergie was my... Yeah, me and Fergie just hit it off from,
what a plan.
From day one.
Talk about players that we ended up with that you go, wow, like in the grand scheme of things.
Mm.
The way he played in the middle of that midfield, I haven't seen anyone play like him since.
Mm.
But even then, you had like watching the... watching back like the run, the cup run, and even like the league games, that midfield, so had Bowyer, Ferguson, Gardner.
Seb Larson.
Because that first season was ninth, weren't it? And
unreal.
You were talked a lot at that time, weren't you, about England? And even in the final, the commentators are talking about Capello having a look and whatnot.
Oh, no, I ended up with three call-ups, yeah. Don't really get talked about, but never made the squad, so...
What was that like?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it was good. First time ever I've actually prayed on an injury for a fellow pro, to be honest.
About to take him out in training or?
Oh, just wish that someone got injured.
Who was that? Who was that in front of you at that time that you were?
So I was up against, obviously, John Terry, Ferdinand, Upson. I felt that was my...
That was your in?
That was my in. I think Jake Elker as well. So, yeah, I was pushing on an injury just to
Yeah, you look at obviously JT and Ferdinand there, but yeah, you just said at that time the form you were in, I think that's fair, isn't it?
I think you could zump up Jagielka.
Yeah, I think
that might be a biased opinion, but yeah.
But yeah, I think my performances were warranted that. We were keeping clean sheets for fun. So, like I said, I'd have that cap on now if I ended up getting one, I'd wear it everywhere, but. No, it wasn't meant to be. So, yeah, that's something that hurts, but to be that close and not get a cap. But nice to be spoke to by Cabello. She said, look, keep doing what you're doing and you're in the squad. And...
Do you think Blues were an unpopular team to pick for England those days? Do you think it went against you a little bit that you were playing for Blues?
Up to if you were playing for a West Ham one.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
If he's playing for a London club, do you think it might have swayed it slightly? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it should be warranted on where you are in the league and how well you're playing.
You look at Gabriel Grealish, don't you, with the England thing, then he goes to Man City and playing a different type of game and then he's in the squad.
Yeah.
In the roster.
I don't know.
That is now.
I don't know. Look, managers get it left, right and centre. If he'd end up probably... Oh, Blues, what it was. Mm. But fans should know.
Form is form,
and, yep. And we smashed it that year for just coming out of the champ first season to finish ninth.
So, standout moment for you, that's it?
The debut away at Old Trafford, although we lost 1-0, it was a milestone for me. Right, I've made it. I played in the Prem, so that was a big thing for me. It was iconic that my mum's a United fan and had a season ticket at United. So all the family came and first game at Old Trafford in the Prem. It's mad, isn't it? And to be fair,
that's all now.
We should have got something out of that game. We only lost 1-0.
Yeah.
Alex Ferguson, only manager I've ever known do it. He picks an away team man of the match.
Okay.
And presents you a bottle of champagne after. So I won that. So that was nice. Still got that bottle at home. Yeah, that was a decent memory. Very good memory. First goal. Away at Bolton. It was a mad game that. Do you remember UC Escalana slapped me? Got sent off.
Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
I think we just went up for header and he come into me and then I think he thinks I kicked him after and then just got up and lost his head. Keepers of Wally's and I know this.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have had him as a hot head over, would you?
No. Well, it's funny, I was obviously years later, I was at West Ham and he was there. So I was like...
Slap you again. You slap him back.
it was funny, talked about, yeah.
So off the back of that season then, into the next season, cup run. So, what do you recall? Because we had quite a lot of home games drawn in that cup run, didn't we? There was a lot of it at St Andrews. So, did you? At what point did it feel like we've got a bit of momentum here?
Well, I thought I played in less games at the start, but after looking back, I only missed the first game. I think. The gaffer rested a couple of us.
Yeah.
I think it was the penalty shooter. I didn't play in that game and then played every other game. But look, I think they were horrible games against lower divisions. You're always a scalp and there are many games to play in. But once we won the first two, it was okay. We may as well give it a right go. So I think the third, once we won the third game, yeah, we had a mini meeting and just got around each other and said, look, let's give it a right go here. We cut the games away. You never know.
So that time as well, that our Prem form was stuttering, weren't it? And as we're getting towards the quarterfinals, it was kind of bottom six, wasn't it?
Looking precarious, wasn't it? Yeah.
So how do you kind of balance, what's the juxtaposition there? How do you plan for Premier League and at the same time then So we're not really doing that great there, but we're progressing there. How
different team in the cup, weren't we? It was like a mad...
It was. I mean, the gaffer sticks with his best 11 for cup and Prem, really. Certainly in the from the quarterfinal onwards. So, yeah, look, a lot of games, but it was nothing to do with that why we went down that season. I think we just got a bit complacent because we were a good few points adrift, at that, not adrift, but
yeah,
out of it at that point. It was never really a thing that, oh, we've got to try harder in one or the other. It don't work like that. You got to win every game. And unfortunately, maybe the league took a bit of a hit because of the cup, but we should have stayed up with them. That amount of points. I think we needed 1 point from the last six games and lost all six. Mental.
Mm.
Mental.
The injuries piled up then as well, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, to be fair. They did. So, look, it's going to have a mini thing on it, a good cup run. But, yeah, it was tough to take that. We deserved to... Say we deserved the league, don't lie. But to go down, what was it, 39, 40 points? Unheard of.
I think it was 39, wasn't it?
Unheard of.
Mm. Was it the Villa game? So have we just can't, have we gone past that a little bit? Villa game that season?
Yeah, Villa, yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, so that, yeah. Right. So I remember, yeah, Villa away, and I was in a box with my friends from another company.
I've got it here. Carry on.
Come. Yeah, so that for me, that was the day that football died.
Well, I still watch it now. It's like,
oh, got it.
So for reference, the challenge on Agbonlahor, closing minutes of the game, 0-0.
Yeah,
took the ball, momentum takes you.
I've got it here, right, and every Villa fan comes up to me. I've got it in my phone as cheating scum.
Yeah,
and I don't know if the cameras can see it. Obviously, that
looks like a pen. We'll put it on after anyway. We'll clip it on.
That looks like a pen. But then the replay.
Yeah, from the other angle, innit?
I play the ball. So in the modern day,
that's not.
You'd like to think it wouldn't get given.
No. Well, you look at the one. You look at the one last night. Was it last night? Sorry. Who was it? When he's pulled it back for an indirect free kick. He looked at the penalty. It wasn't a penalty. Same thing. Oh, I can't remember what the game was. I'll find that as well.
Yeah.
The same thing. This thing of taking the ball and then
on about, and they score from a free kick.
Yeah, yeah. No. Liverpool, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool game.
Yeah.
So the Fulham defender, yeah, he's won the ball, hasn't he? The ref said pen. They've gone to VAR. The VAR said that's not a pen. But if you want, you can pull it back for a free kick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the first challenge where all of a sudden the debate about you can win the ball, but if you take the man as well, it's a foul.
Yeah, stupid. I still believe to this day, never in a million years is it a pen. I knew I played the ball, otherwise I wouldn't get up and react how I reacted and everyone reacted. It was clear that I played the ball. Yeah, of course you're going to hit the man after.
Well, you can't just slide and then...
Yeah, it was...
That's the fun of it, isn't it? That's the beauty of defending, isn't it?
Oh,
you win the ball, you take the man.
I know, in some way.
Yeah, you can leave a little bit on him as well, knowing you've won the ball.
Yeah, so I'll get some stick for it still, but I just get my phone out and say, come here, watch this.
I like how you've got it as reference, just like, there it is.
Yeah, and then they say, oh yeah, he did play the ball.
But at that time as well, then, as a centre-half, how fed up you were seeing Agbonlahor scoring, man? Because it seemed like at the time, he could have been dying of polio, had one leg, and they could have wheeled him on, dumped him on the pitch, the ball would have hit him and gone in.
Yeah,
it seemed like every game.
Yeah, he scored a lot of goals before I came.
He was out, but he was out.
Nemesis,
your nemesis, yeah.
Some nemesis.
But then, yeah. So even with the cup game, again, completely against the run of play that he scored there, weren't he? But
yeah.
What do you remember of that? How sweet was that to kind of get a little bit of
reputation? Yeah, it was. To be fair, scrappy goal, wasn't it?
With
Ziggy's left over. It was a mad goal, but yeah, what a night. I think it was this corner here. They were throwing flares.
Yeah.
Well, that was all the fashion in Aston at the time, wasn't it? I think they're still wearing now.
Yeah, what a night. The noise was decent. It was just a great game. So playing derbies, I played in some good ones, to be fair, over the years, but Villa Blues is fucking hate each other, don't they? It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's we talked missing from the area at the minute, isn't it? In the sooner we can get back to the Prem. Yeah. There is no derby like it, is there?
No, I loved it. I loved being involved in it. But yeah, I to be fair, I think there was a draw. I scored in one as well.
Yeah.
1-1. I think it was here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ginge got their goal, James Collins.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. But yeah, obviously, it was retribution for that, wasn't it? And it was nice that it was in the cup and we went last
to win it. I was loved. I'm real to beat them on route.
It's lovely.
And then go on and win it.
That's the thing. So that even wasn't, you'd think that'd be the standout, wouldn't you? But then the West Ham two-legged game. Well, what's your memories of that? Because obviously the first leg.
One of the best games I played, like, the for sheer noise and atmosphere was just immense. I'll never forget it. It was so loud here. What a game. It was just to be 3-1 down.
Did you feel when Carlton Cole puts that one in, what's the trying to feel there?
I just thought, shit, we're in trouble here. But still very much in it. We weren't playing badly and getting battered. It was, if we can nick one, okay, see what happens. And then Bowes pops up with one of the best live goals I've ever seen. Wrong foot. Half volley, stanch, right?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable goal. And then how we were as a group, and we did the saw your Bows and Cars and Fergies and me just rallying round, but we just thought, come on, let's go and give it a go. And yeah, battered them.
When that goal went in, it was like, is it going to be another one of those? But I think as soon as we got back, the first one back then, it was kind of like we weren't going to lose it.
Mm.
I didn't think we'd win it as spectacularly, but...
Yeah, had that feel.
Well, Gardner's hit the post, and he's hit the post again as well.
Yeah.
What was the feeling? Trying to explain the feeling, because as a fan, I'm still like getting a bit like, whoa, for it now.
Yeah, I was watching last night, and you like that again.
Yeah, I can see your face now, and you're just like...
So you're on the edge of the box. So you go around two players. You send the one for hot dogs. You make the other one. Well, what were you doing there? Looks like you ran out of ideas.
Just trying to get us back in the game. And I always believe that if I saw two or three lads tearing around on it, it's infectious. You think, right, I'm coming with you. So I just tried to be that person and, thankfully it happened with getting the equaliser.
So at what point then do you look at it and go, we're going to win this?
When I scored. Yeah, I think going...
I was convinced by your face we were going to win it back to home.
Yeah, I think once we equalised, one winner. Literally only one winner. Probably when guards hit the post initially, I thought, we're going to get one here.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
So I let you into a secret. So when we were 1-0 down, him and his bunch went to the George and just left.
I thought it was over.
Quit on it.
I stayed.
I thought it was over.
I stayed.
Well, I didn't quit, mate.
Do you think
I only went next door.
He went to watch the...
No, he couldn't door, come back George. In there. Once we had to watch in the George with Anton and...
I know.
We're cutting all this out, by the way.
Horrendous. Nah, you're going to get some hype mouth for that.
No way.
I know.
What a game.
I stayed. Yeah, I stayed and there's not been many, if any, like it.
I was only in the first half.
I know. But this is the time, again, this is the time where it was a different era. Any excuse to go to the pub before, during, after the game?
Grilling?
Nah, that's poor. I ain't having that.
Yes.
I ain't having that. That's poor.
No, it is. It is.
Well, deserved. You missed one of the best nights.
I know. I've got to live with that. So cheers for
the same. Yeah. So it needs to be reminded.
Yeah, sloppy. Really sloppy.
Yeah.
So,
did you go after?
I think we ended up in, again, I don't want to throw any marriages under the bag. I'm sure we nipped into Solio. Went somewhere.
That was a night, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when that was that when there was a strip club next to the bottle of gold?
The honey pot. The honey club, innit?
Whatever, you've heard. Someone told you about it once.
Read about it somewhere. So yeah, so then we're in our first major final since the Worthington Cup, but our first major final at Wembley, new Wembley. Arsenal.
Going back, did you have then this thing to say of I've not done it in one final? This is definitely
100%. I couldn't let that happen again.
Even with Arsenal on for the quadruple, and literally everyone the hot favourite.
Yeah.
So no one gave us a chance, did they? So what's that like for you then and the team? You know, is there no pressure on there?
I'll be honest, I didn't really. I never struggle with pressure. I was more anxious to know the outcome, if that makes sense. I never would get nervous, oh God, we're playing City away or Arsenal away. It didn't, that part didn't bother me. I would get more anxious to think, am I going to play well? And are we going to win? So,
what's the score going to be?
Yeah.
Well, at that point, I don't think there was anyone anywhere that saw anything other than Arsenal win, did they?
No, which benefited us, I think.
Was the team talk that easy? That it was like, lads, this is their team and this is what they've been saying about us. What was the...
Yeah, that for me, Kari, Bowes, Fergie, rally round. Guards, would chip in as well. And yeah, disrespectful, considering we were holding our own. Certainly the season before, one in the bottom three in the Prem at the time. So no, massive disrespect, to be honest.
Did you guys know, had you heard that like Fabregas injured, he's going to go up and lift the cup?
Yeah, we knew all that shit. So yeah, that just fueled us. And to be honest, we weren't nervous about losing as a team. We thought if we were at it, We match anyone.
Yeah.
And I swear by that. If we, that team, everyone did their jobs and there was no passengers, we'd match anyone in the country for sure. Might not be pretty, but we'd be there at the end and come out with some sort of result.
So, to be fair, they should have had the keeper sent off first 10 minutes anyway, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot. I'm pleased it got missed because it may have changed the dynamic of the game.
Yeah.
So now everything that day was perfect, to be honest. I wouldn't change a thing.
How did you get on against those forwards? Because I don't remember you being, certainly not out of your depth. Did you just
deal with it? I think it was more Fozzie was on form. I had a couple of good saves. They hit the bar a couple of times.
Did they seem nervous? Did they walk the umpires one?
Don't know really. I didn't really give a shit about it. I was just trying to make sure I was at it and we were at it. I don't think we got battered that game. I think we were worthy winners. We had the post. Play at the bar. There weren't much in it, to be honest.
And then it's a beautiful assist, isn't it?
Yeah, I was pleased to get the assist. I'd rather score, but I don't care as long as it goes in. So yeah, it was nice to get an assist for Ziggy and go 1-0 up, and then it's real then, isn't it? Yeah. Think shit. 1-0 up.
Does that change the mentality then of obviously chasing the game versus being 1-0 up?
It probably made us relaxed, if anything, because you think, yeah, look, we're at it here and we've got a right chance and we're 1-0 up. We were, at that time, we were hard to score against. So it would take something special to get two past us.
To be fair, it was a nice goal, wasn't it, the equaliser? And then obviously he's himself off that, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could have been helped. Could have been that. I think it was a shit clearance header from Fergie. Went wide. I think Ridgie probably it was our Sharvin that pulled it back.
Mm.
Could have done better.
He did wrap his foot round. Yeah. That's how he got the injury, wasn't it? Yeah. Kind of come round, but...
Are you buzzing then, seeing him off?
Yeah. Yeah, look, again, it was similar to the 2008. The Arsenal team was a good team. Stars everywhere you look. So, yeah, to get him off, he's probably one of the ones you'd think, our chance, he'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no, got rid of him, bring on the next one. We'll smash him and all.
So clock's ticking down. See, Martin's warming up. Like, what's your mind? Do you think this is going pens?
Yeah, I didn't think we'd score again. I thought it was going to go the whole way.
And was that the mentality then? Just batten down the hatches and see it out?
Pretty much, with that little time to go, just do not concede, and then just
then we go long.
Address it in the extra time.
Mm.
30 minutes, a long time.
He can recoup a bit of his reputation on this bit, that he saw Martin's warming up and had a tickle on him.
Next goal scorer.
Did ya?
Mm.
What was he out on there?
It was worth about £300. So it's paid for the day, yeah. So between that,
all the bears. Yeah.
So between, well, you couldn't drink in there, could you?
No, no.
So between that and obviously drinking before we got in the ground and then not having a drink for best part of 2 hours and the headaches kicked in and the tears at the end, then can you bring down wet face?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But yeah, what was that like on the pitch, man?
I'll be honest, I didn't even see him warming up. I thought Super Kev would get on, to be honest. And he was gutted. He was fuming.
Yeah.
And that he didn't.
Was it?
But look, it was meant to be. Alex made the decision and...
Well, I don't think Felix can do backflips, can he?
Yeah.
No, I'll be honest. Look, he's in the history of folklore. Oh, but he was shy. He did... literally all he did was that. He did...
I was going to say...
He didn't really come in...
Well, we never saw him again then, did we? Was he out for the rest of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just took his winner's medal. Cheers, lads.
Yeah, we had a few of them people you think are going to come in and actually add. Benz was another one. I thought he'd come in and help. But I think he was just detached from the game, which in later years you find out that he just weren't there mentally. But yeah, I think we had a few signings that year, which probably had a bit to do with the relegation at the end of it.
Yeah.
When you sign the players, they've got to come in and make a difference, and not many did.
No, and we've said it, especially about you, but about devs and about horses and stuff. We appreciate as a fan, people who are, like you say, would want to play for the shirt, or not necessarily the shirt, but just want to play the game, play it honest and have that... you don't even need the ability as a like Tebele, for example. We adore Tebele, don't we, for this cult reason that he was a bit kind of clumsy, but he used to smash into challenges. He wasn't great technically, but that's all we expect down there. And there was in that relegation season, particularly, there was quite a few passengers that we just thought would just earn him, and they to for the sake of
earning. Yeah, I think so. I knew my first feeling was Fulham out here. We were so bad. So bad that day. And I thought, shit, we could be in trouble here.
Mm. But again, the shine is on the cup. And you kind of, as a Blues fan, you kind of forget that a little bit, don't you? That we were terrible and we didn't win a game in the last 6 or 7, whatever it was. Yeah. And
people always say, don't they? You probably get it all the time. Would you swap that for that? And it wasn't, would you swap staying up and Premier League longevity for the cup?
I'd have rather say that.
Would you?
Yeah. It's a mad decision to make, but I just think we'd have kicked on and had a bit more longevity. Everyone would have stayed. Gaffer would have stayed.
Well, we're going to move on to that now. It was a farce after that, wasn't it? Hen for needs must, and...
What was that? What was that feeling? Because again, I know that Roman Pavlyuchenko, we were linked with him, weren't we? He was meant to be with us rather than against us last game of the season. And then watching that back, man, it's nearly there, and you're 1-1.
They wouldn't have scored in a year, Tottenham, unless we had to go and get one. So 1-1, we were sound, and then the gaffer on the sideline was, everyone was screaming, like, what's going on? We need to go and score. Wolves have scored.
Yep.
So that's the only reason Pavlyuchenko scored. That didn't relegate us. We had to put 9 men up front.
Yeah, it's all balls to the wall, isn't it? Just everyone.
Yeah, got done on, the break.
Yeah.
So no, it didn't really. Pavlyuchenko and I relegated. Nothing to do with that. We needed We had to go and score. So
touching upon that, what you just said about the decision, obviously as a Blues fan, I think we would probably be grudging inside the cup still. But as players, then you've got decisions to make, haven't you? You as a Premiership player. And then the switch to Wolves and kind of going through that. What were the decisions? Were the clubs in for you? Where was your head at?
Well, at the time, there was talk of a decent move. When I read that Cardiff wanted me from Wickham, it was in the papers and online and Liverpool and Chelsea and I just thought,
You and Scotty Dan, you were both linked, weren't you?
So, how long did you drag that out for and wait?
Was he in your right? I ain't playing the championship.
I was asked to leave Blues. I've said it in many interviews and was asked to leave. We need the money. So
you were one of our.
It wasn't really me jumping ship. I thought, well, I love it here. I want to stay in the Prem. But if I was offered, I can't remember what I signed, was it 2 or 3 year deal? So I'd have had a year left. If the club would have put something on the table for me, I would have had a really tough decision to make and probably, I don't know what I'd have done, but it would have certainly given me a decision. To add nothing, you've got a year less in being relegated and no sort of new contract, even if it was years, it wasn't about the money. Just give me a bit of security as well.
Yeah.
And it was the complete opposite. It was, we need you to go. We need the money. So I thought, well, fuck it. I'm going to stay somewhere I'm not wanted.
So you come literally from the lording of first cup in, was it 60, 63 or something? From being the cup heroes to the club then going, right, you need to go.
Yeah.
So where's your head then? So I suppose Wolverhampton, the man had a decent offer, didn't they? Was it 4 in the end or something? That got
I
back?
Think it was initially 7 and then I don't know if that was all add-ons and all that. Yeah. But, yeah.
So the club done all right out of it at that time because players were going for less, weren't they? And
yeah.
I was saying at the time, me and the lad that worked with me, in the back of our van, we had the poster of the winning squad. And then we're just constantly going like that, marking his off as you go. And I think Stevie Carr was probably the last one there, wasn't it?
Well, absolutely heartbreaking. I got a bit of stick because I went to a Midlands
Cowers, didn't you?
Bit uncalled for her, to be fair. I get it, but I don't get it. But also, I won a 10 people that left. So to get shit. When I came back, harsh, really harsh.
I never understood it myself.
Yeah, it upset me a bit, to be fair. I didn't expect it. I've never had it. I've been back to Cardiff, standard ovation, been back to Wickham, standard ovation. The one club I thought, with the owners and how the club was, would kind of understand it. But, to come back with...
Cup winner.
And get booed and let him die when I got injured and I didn't think that happened.
Very unlike Blues, that, isn't it?
Very unlike Blues, at the top.
But I think it must just be the frustration of everything going on around the ownership. We had the song about the owners, didn't we? And I think that deflected down then. And yeah, I think probably with it being Wolves, it's an easy target.
And I get it. To that, I get that. A Midlands rival. I get it. But
the fans don't care about whether you've got a contract and security and financial stability for your family.
Of course. And I go back to right at the start. I left Wickham late and was doing the whole champ prem thing late in my career. So to be offered a 4 or 5 year deal to
no brainer,
double the money.
Yeah.
Every single person in that stadium would have done it. So
100%.
It's very hypocritical, the life of football.
I get it. I'm a fan myself, mate. I'm a Chelsea fan, and we were all fans, didn't we? And we know everything, and everyone, yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I was disappointed. I'm glad I'm still highly thought of at the club in respect of coming to the game still and people making a fuss and
being voted to get best 11.
Yeah, that is.
Well, that was used to be thinking at the time, but people have got short memory of the night.
Yeah, I think everyone, you grow up, didn't you? At the time, I was gutted, but I knew it wasn't everyone. Like, it was a minority, mate. It was loud, though. It was enough people to,
yeah,
for me to hear. But they've shown by voting me in that team that, yeah, look.
Was that a nice surprise then to see that land?
I thought it was banter. So someone sent me it. I was like, what the fuck's this? Because I'm not on social media. Like, I think it was Facebook or the app, something.
Yeah.
So someone sent me it. And I was like, I can't download this. I ain't got Facebook. So he said, download the club app. So I thought, okay, I'll do it. And he explained the format. Keepers are, they've been voting for 6-8 weeks and the keepers are Monday and the defenders are Tuesday. So I quite enjoyed it. And to realise it was actually a legit thing. Oh, proud as punch. Yeah. Really, really proud of it. It's really nice feeling for a club and fans to appreciate you that much. Yeah. Mm. Loved it.
It's nice. It's a nice bookend to your time here as a player, isn't it? So just quickly then, because I don't know what the records are in regards to treble relegation, so I've got to ask you about it, because I don't even know how many people this have.
If you can't expect to go smart about it now.
But how on earth do you go from being in the Prem, winning the cup, to dropping? Where's your head at with that, Lord?
It was mad. For the first time in my career, I just wasn't playing well. I've done countless things about it with in front of Wolves fans. I mean, I talk about hatred. I'm hated there, like big time. Some might say it's a bit harsh. I think it is. I was part of it, don't get me wrong. But to have it all sort of put onto me, it was just a bad time.
Do you think that was a little bit you coming from Blues as well, similar to the McLeods thing?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Look, I went there like I did when I left Wickham, Cardiff, Blues. I'll be unreal, because that was my mindset. I'll fit in, I'll go in, and I'll play well. And for the first time ever, everything I did was a mistake, or I'd block a shot as normal, it deflecting off me. So, and as the games go on and it keeps happening, yeah, you're going to wear it, which I fully expected. Going in as captain probably didn't help. The team weren't good enough. Squad weren't good enough. Was promised more signings when I signed from the management. And I was one of two. And the other one was a goalie that didn't play. So I was going into a squad that just stayed up by a goal. And they didn't add enough quality. There was red flags there from the previous season. So don't put yourselves in that position again. Add me and then maybe.
Is that what the spiel was in the contract negotiations? We're going to be signing you and there's going to be others
coming. Yeah, look, I, I believe Mick, it never happened. And you just, you had me in that same team. Fucking hell, give me like, give me a bit of help.
Chance, yeah.
It was there. The teammate weren't good enough to just put the season before. So, yeah, there was, when you talk about pressure, yeah, I felt it a little bit because I've gone in as captain. I accepted it. Whether that was right or wrong, that was Mick's decision. He had his grievances with Carl Emery at the time. Again, I don't regret taking it to be a Premier League captain. Who would turn that down? Years on, when you think back and try and work out why it all went wrong, maybe that was part of it, because he was still actively there playing.
Did that splinter, was it hard in the dressing room then as well?
A little bit, but when you're in it, you don't really see it. It's a really tough thing to see when you're in it.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer that the league don't lie. We weren't anywhere near good enough.
I think as well, if you're not scoring goals, the magnifying glass is more on you as a defender, isn't it? Defenders and
yeah, I mean,
trying to keep clean sheets is all good.
Ground running, we had a great pre-season, didn't lose a game, and then I think we won our first two and drew the third, and we were like sat second. So everything was brilliant. And then I think we played QPR the fourth game in, got spanked, and then just plummeted, and every sort of action, there had to be a reason. Like I had a row with Wayne Hennessy for not coming to catch a cross because we were under the cosh, and went face to face. That gets turned into a
yeah, I remember that
a thing. I did it every club I've been at. Fucking come and catch it. What are you punching it for? Like help us out. No different to where I've been anywhere else. So
yeah.
Everything was magnified. The whole coming to training, don't want to say it out loud, actually. I've never said it, but went for a...
Oh, that club in Solihull again?
No. It was just a nice little pub in Meriden with two ex-Blues players. Bit of food, 3 or 4 pints. No egg. And then... Don't really want to go into it. I've said it so many times, but kind of got hung out on that one. The club should have backed it because they know it wasn't true and just let the paper run it when there was no facts sort of behind it.
So how do you feel, Ben? That you like, right, this ain't working?
Well, look, the power of the pen, I call it. Once that's out there, that many people read it, every single fan reads it, you are number one on their shit list.
Yeah. You're the reason everything is as it is. And it even just, though.
Again, it's just another story to add to me not playing well. I'm resting in the change room. Row with Carl. Row with Wayno. Turn up drunk. It just...
The made you
shit. It just all sounds shit.
I remember that at the time. That's how it played out in the media, wasn't it? It was like, yeah, everything that's up with Wolves is your fault.
Mm.
Which, yeah.
It was, yeah. I was a bit of a scapegoat, probably. But I'll always say my performances were nowhere near good enough.
So going out then on loan, like where was your head in regards to your career then? So you went out, was that before they got relegated? Or was that League One then, when you got out on loan?
The Prem One, then I played near enough every game in the Champ. We had hell of a team. Pissing around with managers and foreign managers. And I think we were going to get Brucey at one stage, and then you end up with Dean Saunders. It was a shit show. Absolute shit show. Terry Connor was still there. It weren't right. Great squad, great team. Just couldn't win a game. could not win a game. We all know the champs, like, if you don't turn up, you get your arse up.
Yeah.
So
we've seen it now.
You had a few lads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had a few lads that wanted out, didn't get their moves, sulking. It was just a mess. It was a mess. And I stand by it. I think I played quite well that season. I played probably 40 of the games out of the 46. And I felt like I did all right. But yeah, you need 11, collective. 18 collectively to give it a go. And then Kenny came in. And yeah, the writing was on the wall. Just said, nine the plans, which I was okay with. I would have stayed, given a chance to try and right the wrongs. But they'd made their mind up. But how we got treated after that was, yeah, appalling. Appalling. So, yeah, it was, I'm not even going to dwell on that in this interview. I've said it, it's out there.
Mm, yeah. Rose St Andrews. So the feeling's mutual, evolves anyway. It's a chapter. Didn't work out, but it's how you move on.
Mm.
But yeah, you moved, Ryan. But tell us about India. How did that come
about? Bad one. So I went to Charlton in the January. I think they were bottom two. And they came in for 6 months at the end of the season. I thought, yeah, I can't play. Just to be seen that I'm fit and playing. For the following season, may get a move or stay there. So went there, absolutely smashed it. Won like 14 out of 17 games. Like 9 clean sheets. I was back at it again, the old me.
Yeah.
And then I think I was just riddled with shit owners. Like, they had that whole Belgium crowd. They had their own Standard Liège and Charlton, and it was like a filter club. So how they were running it, Katria, I think her name was Katria, and she was the main person in the UK. So I got to the end of the season, and then went player of the year there, and the lads are saying, oh, they come to you like and offered you a deal. I said, no, I said a word. So literally, I left that player of the year there. That would be like, no one wearing my agent, no one.
Yeah.
So I was shocked. I thought, fucking hell, that's weird. So off the back of what I'd done, I thought I should get something. Nothing really came up that suited me. It was miles away or abroad. Nothing really sat well. And as the months went on, it was getting like, oh, they're back at pre-season. Fucking hell, the league's going to start in 2 weeks. Shit, the league started. Oh, fucking hell.
You're on your agent's case at that time.
I ain't got nowhere. And I was furiously
on BBC Sport.
I was disappointed because I thought I'd done well enough at Charlton, really well, to one, warrant a deal there, or two, to go somewhere else. And then my agent rang me, he said, weird one. This was like September. So we were like well into the season. I felt I was that pissed off. He said, I just had David Platt on the phone. He's the manager of the side in India for this Super League tournament. You know, you play 14 games in 10 weeks. Like, gives money and the whole thing. The whole cycle was like, I think we went Turkey for 6 weeks pre-season, 5-6 weeks, and then flew to India for, I think it ended up, I was home on December the 20th. So the first game was on October the 1st, and then your season's done by December the 20th. So 3 months. In total.
As you go.
I just thought, fuck it. I'm that annoyed that nothing's here. I'm just going to go and do it. It was mental. it was mental. It was similar to the cricket. You have to have five for Indians playing, six internationals. Good, we had a good squad, good banter, some good players. You had Adrian Mutu was in my team. Didier Zakora.
Yeah.
Takes top. Tunchai Sanley, do you remember him?
Yeah.
Steve Simonson, the keeper. Nicky Shorey, Reading. It was a nice little, we had a few foreigners that added a bit of banter, and then you had the Indian lads, and yeah, it was, I wouldn't do it again, but it was
experience.
Eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I bet you had some nights out with Mutu, didn't you?
In Turkey, we did. But yeah, India, it was a weird one. The owners put on a couple of nights for us, but David Platt, kind of ruined the...
Yeah.
We were flying, and then we had a team night out, and he said, mate, you're all in by 11. We rolled in at 3, and he just blew. Yeah, the Indian lace being sick. So he's just, I was a shit show in them.
Already good lads. Absolutely ruined it.
He lost his head, David Platt, and it ruined it, and we missed out on the playoff of it, and it was... I think down to that, because he just sulked that we'd undermined him. And you had lads here that...
I was going to say, from a footballer from the early 90s, especially around that England setup, you think he'd be all right with that?
Yeah, it was weird. It was a sour end, because we were doing so well and lost our last two and just fell out of it on the last game. So, yeah, I wouldn't choose to go that side of the world. I'm glad I did, because... Saw all of India.
Still keeping touch with the Indian lads that you made ill.
But on Instagram.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, met some really nice people. Poverty's painfully upsetting. Just shows you, you should appreciate every day we've got here, even though the government's is what it is, and then people over there, shit, man, that's no life.
So when you look back then, personal highs, we'll just go high points of your career?
Just on that, so I finished in India. guess who signed me in the gym?
Yeah.
Charlton.
Why?
Because the lads had got around them fuming because they were down the bottom of the league again. That was my two stints at Charlton. So
why did Jan you get to the your
summer, then that window up to Christmas, and then they signed me in the following Jan.
So what was that? Someone forgot to get into
it. Well, gloves were off because I was pissed off that they didn't give me a deal when I deserved one. So I ended up getting a really good deal out of it.
You're back there with your Indian tan, fuming.
Yeah. Did you? No?
So the lads were fuming. I said, you need to get fucking Rog back. You should have done it. So Johnny Jackson, Chris Solly, Stephen Henderson, the keeper, they were fuming that I did... got treated how I got treated. So I said, get him back. So she rang me, tail between her legs. So I just ended up getting a 2-year deal on what I wanted. So it worked. Brilliant. Well, then.
Yeah. Little break to India in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice touch.
There you go.
Going back to personal highs. Carling Cup's going to be...
Carling Cup's...
There and thereabouts, maybe, yeah.
Blues or just in general?
In general, yeah. Personal highs and what you're proud of in your career?
Well, I looked the other day and, I played 603 total games, which is, I'm proud of that. Very proud.
You didn't struggle with injury too much, did you?
Never. And if I was injured, I'd still play. I was hard to manage because... being told no, missed this game. That's why I'm actually in seventh in Premier League history for most consecutive games against the whole of the Premier League side.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a great stat.
Yeah, my brother sent me it. He said, you seen this? I said, no.
So what was that? What was that? What was that? 2.5, 3 seasons?
three seasons, I think I played 108 games consecutively.
Why?
So was you struggling with knocks, but you just said, I'll just strap up and get
it. Inject me and crack on. And then surgery
I'm
one.
I'm a fan.
Get done in the summer.
Right. Get it done.
Yeah, because that was Scott Dan getting you. Yeah. That was playing with Uranek in the final, wasn't it? Because Scott Dan ruptured his testicle or something, didn't they?
Something like that, yeah. That's a mad one.
Mm.
Martin deserves a lot of credit. Don't come in the dumb way.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the...
Yeah, Martin Uranek. Back to the Martin Uranek and Yuri Yarosik messing with
me. Oh, who's that Uranek?
Joined
him. Yuri Yarosik.
Yeah, Martin Uranek.
Yeah. Yeah, back to the question. Loads of highs. Debut. First ever debut. Both cup finals, Premier League debut. The amount of games I played. Being a pro for 20 years. I'm proud of all of it, to be honest. It's to sit out and do something that you wanted to do and do it. Yeah, I'm proud of it. I probably should be more prouder. But, yeah.
Do you ever look back? Do you ever get time to just look and take a minute and kind of reflect on it from day one to the pinnacle that you got?
It just goes so quick. I remember them Wickham senior pros to say to me, I enjoy it. I said, fuck off, you old bastard. They were spot on. Just gone. 20 years gone. Yeah, it's mad. Mad. Enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah, would I change anything? That was my story, so probably not. Probably not.
A lot.
No, from Blues fans, you deserve it of being in the all-time 11.
Is it? Yeah, we will say. Yeah, but that's last thing. Is there any message you'd like to ping out to Blues fans?
Oh, look, I love Blues fans, and there was a little minor blip in our relationship. I'm willing to forget, but. Look, I'm very much around the place still. I do a lot for Blues. Anything they ask me, I'm always there. So, a really good relationship, which I'm hoping will go on for the rest of my life. And I'll always come back here. And I've never moved from the Midlands since I signed for Blues. So, yeah, very fond, very good relationship.
Cheers, Watch. Thanks for your time.
No worries.